Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Galatians 3 and verse 6. 3:6. He said, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Who is that? Huh? I don't see a response. I had a lot of folks just kind of looking at me like, that's us. Answer is me. Who are the children of Abraham? We are. Why? Because we are those who are of faith. Now he reiterates that. It becomes plainer the further you go. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now before we go further, have you read the Bible enough to know that there are many scriptures that talk about the descendants of Abraham?
Yes.
And the seed of Abraham?
Yes.
Well, all of those scriptures apply to who?
Us.
It applies to the children of Abraham. Who are those folk? You is one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Everybody clear on that?
Yes.
I am one. And he goes on to say, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, you were one of them too.
Yes.
Heathen.
Yes.
But no longer.
Amen.
Through faith, preached before the gospel the good news unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now we took time weeks ago. We looked in Genesis 12. And also you'll see it in 15 and in 17. Where he talks about the blessing. He called Abram out of his father's house. He told him, you go into a place where I'm going to show you. And he said, I am going to bless you. And you're going to be a blessing. Amen. And he went on, there's more detail that goes with it, but that is the essence of the blessing of Abraham, that we have been blessed of God. The very next chapter says he was very rich. Right? So it's not just spiritual, it's spiritual and natural. See, a lot of folks try to say, well, it's spiritual, Brother Keith. Sure it is, but not just. It's also natural. It was natural with Abraham. Wonder if God knew what he was talking about. Wonder if he did it right. He didn't bless him naturally by accident. Right? And it was only supposed to be spiritual. Right? Did the Lord know what he was doing? When he blessed Abraham spiritually. And naturally. Then it's these modern people who are confused. Right? Not God. And the blessing is spiritual. And it is also natural. Right? If you're blessed of God, should people be able to see it?
Yes.
In this realm.
Yes.
First and foremost, they should be able to see it in your eyes. They should be able to see it in your joy. They should be able to see it in your peace. And in a victorious life. Amen? But they should also be able to see it in the way you live and how you conduct yourself and the stuff that you have and the things that you can do materially and physically. Amen? You understand this. To so many people, God's not real to them at all. They don't discern spiritual things. That's about all they see is the natural thing. Right? So if there's nothing for them to see naturally, it's not going to wake them up to the fact that there's something more there spiritually. God uses the natural to make people aware of the spiritual. When Jesus walked the earth, he healed people. Right? It was something folks could see, of the blessing of God. He fed the multitudes. It's something people could see. He hasn't changed. There's no better way to do it. So he said, keep reading. He said, in you shall all nations be blessed. Blessed. So then, they which be of faith. Now we've already established who that is. Who is that? That's us. They which be of faith are what?
Blessed.
Are blessed with faithful Abraham. That's me. That's you. We're blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Now, what blessing is this? This is the blessing that God gave to Abraham. It applies to all his children, which we are one. Right? So would it be correct to say we're just as blessed as Abraham?
Yes.
It is the same blessing. Right?
Right.
Try that on for size. Say it out loud. I'm just as blessed
as
Abraham.
It's the same blessing.
See, that's what it says. His blessing is ours. Belongs to all his descendants. Now I'm going somewhere. Can you stay with me tonight? Don't sleep. You might miss something. Verse 13. Skip on down. Oh, hallelujah. Christ, the anointed one, has, not going to do it someday, has already done it, hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, most folk that read that, it doesn't mean that much to them because they don't even know what it is. They don't know what the curse of the law is. So they don't know what they've been set free from. And the devil loves that. Because he's a lawbreaker. Right? He's a lawbreaker. What he's doing in the earth, he's not doing because he has a moral right to do it. He's a lawbreaker. He's a killer. He's a liar. He's a thief. And the Christians that he is holding in bondage and stripping and killing and robbing and destroying, he's not doing that because that's the will of God. He's doing that because people don't know what's theirs. They don't know what belongs to them. They don't know what they've been redeemed of. A beautiful picture of this is over in the book of Acts. The apostle Paul had been preaching. And as usual, when he got to town and preached, he had revival and riots. There were people that paid their own way to follow him around city to city and cause him trouble. Now, you got to be inspired by the devil to spend your money to follow a preacher around and cause him trouble. And there's a lot of them that did. Well, at this particular juncture, the Romans had got involved. And they took him into custody. And he's in jail. And they're going to examine him by scourging. Now, this is what happened to Jesus. People died from that alone. What they're going to do is they're going to torture him. They're going to ask him questions and torture him. And ask him questions and torture him. They stripped off his clothes. You read this in the book of Acts sometime. It's right there. They stripped off his clothes. They tied him to the whipping post. This is the Apostle Paul. And they're getting ready. I guess they got some big brute not far from him with this weapon to lacerate him. He's about to get beat. He's about to get scourged. And he turns his head around. And he says, hey, is it lawful for you to scourge a Roman who's not condemned? Now, when he said that, the guy said, huh? You a Roman? And he went back and told the guy that was over him. He said, this guy's a Roman. You better watch what you're doing. And he came up and he said, of course, Paul's still tied to the pole. You know, he said, tell me, are you a Roman? I'm sure he was glad he could say, yeah. Yes, yes, and yes. I'm a Roman. And when he said that, the guy said, oh, excuse us, untied him, gave him his shirt back, brought him back inside, offered him some fruit to eat, and said, sorry, Mr. Paul, now you're not going to say anything about this to the officials, are you? I mean, we didn't know. We didn't know how much difference it makes when somebody knows who they are and they know what rights they have. See, what's been happening with Christians for centuries, he'd been beating people crazy and killing them and destroying them and stripping them and scourging, robbing from, and people just take it and go, well, whatever the Lord's will is. Oh, but when somebody knows to speak up and say, hey, now I'm a child of God. I'm of the seed of Abraham. I'm the blessed of the Almighty. I've been redeemed from this. And you resist the devil? What did the Bible say happens after that? He will flee. Oh, glory to God. From you. And you don't get destroyed. But it's no wonder why so much bad stuff is happening to the people of God. I guarantee you there are people all over this place, all over this city, all over this county, all over this state. You could go to them, they're Christians, they love God, but you'd say, what is the curse of the law? They'd go, I guess that's some of that Old Testament stuff. I don't know, you know. Well, it's not Old Testament stuff. Galatians is right here in the New Testament. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you don't know what you've been redeemed from, if you don't know what you don't have to have, then you're going to put up with stuff that you don't have to have.
Right.
If you don't know what belongs to you, you're not going to enjoy what belongs to you. So we're going to camp on some tonight. What have I been redeemed from?
Amen.
Amen. What belongs to me? How many will confess, I am a child of Abraham? I am a child of faith. I am in the anointed one. Well, that means you got rights. I said, you got rights. Big part of these rights, you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Why? Christ took our place. He became a curse for us. Verse 13, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And he did. And he was. So we are. Redeemed. Yeah. Say it out loud. No more curse for me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R521. That's R521, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.